Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. It is Saturday, January 19th, 2025. We are live down here at News Talk 830 WCCO for the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Scott Wolmering, myself, Ryan O'Neill, and Mike Overson of Luminate Home Loans. Scott and I, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus, we appreciate you joining us. This is a live and local real estate show. We're here from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts by text or phone, 612-294-6949. 612-294-6949 is how you can get us right in studio. Scott, top of the morning to you there, young man.
Oh, I'm beast. Good. It's good to be here. We had a holiday, the Minnesota Real Estate Team holiday party last night that Ryan put on, and it was exceptional. Tons of people, lots of awards, and everybody shut it down around midnight. I, of course, cut out at about 10 o'clock, but Ryan closed it down.
Yeah, it was a fun night. We do every year. We do. We want, of course, celebrate all the folks that work with us, whether, you know, staff members, you know, obviously agents that work with the Minnesota Real Estate Team. It was fun, Scott. We were at the Minneapolis Golf Club. Great turnout, food, drink, lots of awards given out. You had a pretty snazzy suit on.
As you did as well. We've got that on Facebook, actually. it was a great event. And, you know, a lot of people won awards. A couple that stuck out to me was Paolo.
Yeah, Paolo Mora.
Yeah, Paolo Mora did 54 home sales. And
yes,
for those of us that have been in the business for as long as I have been, that is a clip. I mean, that is a very, very, very good year for Paolo. And then the agents of the year, that was touching.
Yeah, Angie and Jordan Savageau won the agent of the year, which is all the members of the team vote for that person. Just a remarkable year. I think they sold, I forget.
I think it was $23 million.
Dollars in real estate sales. And I still remember when Angie joined the team, and just very hardworking, eager, really great-hearted people. So just so many great awards last night, and a fun time, a super, super fun time.
Who won Most Improved?
Most Improved, we do an award. Actually, we call the Breakout Sales Award, which was won by a wonderful gal named Zamira Selyakov. She was a full-time nurse and kind of part-time agent. She's got, by the way, five kids.
Five kids.
Five boys. So Zamira worked about 6 months into the year. She called me up, said, I'm going full-time into real estate. In 6 months, I think she sold 17 homes and like $5 million in sales with five boys,
that's right,
young boys.
And newer to the business.
Yeah.
So what's the key to someone like that success? Like, what's the magic?
Well, I mean, I've said this for years and years and years and years. A love of people and love of the business, I think, is the number one thing. I mean, I see it in Angie Savageau. She reminds me of me 20 years. She just lives and breathes it. She loves it. And her clients can feel that. You can't fake it. It's either sincere. People understand that. And then just diligence. You know, it's like anything else. You got to love what you're doing, and then you have to be consistent in what you do. And if you are, you'll reap the benefits. So I think that the other one that I was impressed with was Anthony Giron, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year.
And English is a second language.
Yep.
And to get out there and hit it like he had, and he wanted to win. You said he wanted to win the Rookie of the Year, and he did.
Yeah, wanted to win it. A lot of times, people that if you have friends, family, nieces, nephews, kids that, hey, I want to be a real estate agent. A lot of times, people, you know, you see the TV shows, and I'll meet someone and they say, you know, I love houses.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. But do you love people?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what this job is. And that's the key. And there's a lot that can be taught to someone. There's some things that can't be taught. But this job is all about people. It's not about selling.
No.
It's not about how quickly can we get someone into a home. It's about building relationships with people, helping them. And I think that with the team, Scott, so many wonderful people last night. We think of all the really good folks, David Meyer, Heidi Husseth, all these folks, just kind-hearted people, good people, you know, that take care of others.
Yeah, I mean, it's no hard. You can always look at, if you look at the top sales in any business you're in, and then you go talk to those people, it's very, very clear why they're top. They have a intensity around what they're doing. They have a love around what they're doing. You can't fake it. Your clients feel it. You're not chasing money. You know, money will come, but that's not in any way your motivation.
Yeah.
And that's either real or it's not real. And,
yeah.
And your clients can feel it. If you're chasing a paycheck, get out of this business because it is not the business for you.
One of the favorite things I like telling new agents, Steve, is, again, if your heart is not in the game, do what you want to do. Do you want to be a musician? Do you want to go work at Starbucks? Do you want to work for Standard Water Control? Go do what you want to do. I mean, it's the old adage of really do what you love, because with real estate, there's so much independence. And especially with a team like ours, we're not micromanaging and calling people and, hey, where are you today, Steve? Why didn't you come to training? Why aren't you taking the leads we're giving you? You know, if your heart's not in the game, you're not going to, it's not going to work.
There's just a lot of people in life, they quit and stay wherever they are.
Yeah.
Right? They just don't want to move, and then they just, it's hard, right? They're not.
Well, yeah, and what Ryan just said, it sticks out. I've seen it through the years. The really cool thing about real estate is you have all the freedom in the world and you can make as much money as you want to make. The really bad thing about real estate is you have all the freedom in the world. because nobody's – you don't have to be at work at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
No one's watching your time clock. You have all this freedom, but sometimes that's good for people and sometimes not so much.
Yeah, we're up against already the first break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Right after the break, we are going to dive in with an update, a real estate update with sales statistics here in the Twin Cities, mortgage rate updates, talking to our good friend, Mr. Steve Groen, Standard Water. You're always welcome to join our discussion here, 612-294-6949 at any point. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Love being on WCCO here. We are slowly waking up after the Minnesota Real Estate Team annual holiday party last night. Great to have so many good folks, a lot of great awards. Scott, and I did love that blue suit of yours, bud. That blue suit was a fun one.
I appreciate it. Like I said, I bring it out once a year.
Yeah,
around the holidays, but yeah, it was fun, and you looked good in your red suit from your concerts.
Yeah,
looked great.
The Christmas concerts. Hey, let's talk real estate numbers here. New listings in the Twin Cities down pretty significantly, Scott. A 19% drop in new listings year over year. Again, new homes for sale, pending sales or accepted offers also down 10%. 426 pendings. The inventory slowly increasing a little bit, up 3% to 7,100 homes. Still just historically low, Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, again, when as a kind of a casual follower of real estate, if you hear 7,100 homes, that is way, way low. A lot of buyers are not able to find what they want to buy right now, Scott. It's a crazy time.
It is. Well, I mean, I'll tell everybody personally, this last year was in 27 years was my lowest year ever. And you know, you hear
for a lot of agents.
Yeah, for a lot of agents, but and people think, "Well, how could that be? This my neighbor's house sold in 2 days. My other neighbor's house had 5 offers on it." And that's true, but we have 7,100 homes. That is, I mean, 18,000's balanced. So 7,100 homes, there's just not as much to sell. So for a real estate agent that used to carry 10 or 20 listings because your time on market was maybe 2 or 3 months. Now you carry one or none.
Yeah.
Because when you get one, it sells. And
yeah.
So people go, oh my gosh, it's a great market, but not in overall volume. It's not. And so it's been an interesting 2 years. Actually, 23 and 24 were the worst 2 years, I think, in the last 40 years on total units sold.
Yeah, nationally.
Nationally.
In a lot of the, it was funny, even last night at the party. You know, again, we're big believers in just having a little bit of fun and celebrating success. But I mean, again, the last 2 years in the United States, the real estate market it was the worst 2 years in closed number of units.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's only so much you can do with what you got, you know, with inventory rates. And by the way, Mike Overson, Luminate Home Loans, Mike is our longtime partner with the team in the show. He was there last night. He's a snazzy dresser.
He is that guy.
Everybody loves Mike. I joked last night when we do our social media, when it's just Scott and I, Steve, you know, we get just a few people that will watch. But once we get Mike on, the listenership just, I mean.
Oh, the viewership.
The viewership cranks through the roof.
Women between 23 and 45, it goes through the roof.
They have enough of us.
Yeah,
they have
like
enough.
23 and 75.
They keep clicking through when they see us. But anyway, with Mike, and again, interest rates, interest rate update, they're in the low sevens.
Yeah.
They've gone down a little bit in the last couple weeks, but it's a unique time because you think about it again. Costs at the 7% with the average sales price in the Twin Cities, 375, 380. Scott, a lot of young people are not buying homes. They can't afford it, and rents are crazy high. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean it is. I don't have a lot of thoughts on that. It's going to be. In the sevens pretty much all year, maybe drops a little bit in the sixes. You can feel it. Your first number that you talked about is we have 19% less listings going on this week that we had last week at this time.
Yep.
Well, folks, this is January, the middle of January. We should be going the other direction. We should
right.
be climbing. We should be 3-5% above in a market where we're going to get more homes on the market. So when we've already settled in that, you know, and Mike agrees, you know, we're looking at a, you know, 6.5 to 7% interest rate. If we jumped into the fives, it would be incredible, but no one really thinks that's going to happen. You got to remember that I know Mr. Trump said he's going to lower housing costs. He has no control over that. He's going to lower interest rates, housing interest rates. He has no control over that either. Those are market conditions. And when you have 7,100 homes on the market, I can tell you home prices are not going down.
Yeah,
and when you don't have control of interest rates because it's market driven, we're going to be looking at that 6.5 to 7% rate, and you're going to need to kind of settle in that's what you're going to deal with.
One thing I would encourage if you are in the market and thinking about buying in the next year or two, you really should work with an agent who is going to look through all avenues to find that home for sale. What's standard is normal. We all as agents have access to the MLS, which is a paid service where we see all the listings on there. But really, you know, I think about Angie and Jordan last night who won Agent of the Year. Angie is a big door knocker. She will door knock on people's homes, properties that are not for sale. She will send out a lot of letters to folks, properties that are not for sale. She will network with a lot of other top agents at other companies that carry a lot of listings, some MLS, some non-MLS. You need a go-getter like that to find the property because, again, with such limited inventory, if you don't have someone pounding the pavement, Scott, it could be tough to find it.
Shouldn't the first thing someone do is go find out what they qualify for, do the math?
I mean,
big round numbers. If you're looking for, what's the average price, 440?
380, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say they end up getting an actual loan post down payment of 400 at 7.25%. I know it differs by taxes and all, but what's a monthly payment on something like that?
Let me see. I can do it easier this way. So 400 at 7% is a
payment. I mean, no pressure, Scott.
Yeah, is a payment factor. So that would be $2,800-ish on your principal and interest. Call taxes $350, so that's $32. Plus your insurances, you're $3,600 bucks.
That is a chunk.
That's a chunk.
Especially in new people starting out or just
And that's your entry point. 400 grand is your entry point now for first-time home buyers.
Yeah, and so that's what's hard about, I think, for a lot of younger folks maybe that are living with mom and dad still, that have been working for a few years, trying to pay off some college debt, do different things, trying to help people get into the market. And I think what's hard, Scott, to your point, sometimes people say, well, Ryan, prices are going to go down. And I hate to say it, but I do not believe prices are going to go down. Now, granted, there are some listings, guys, in the market that are not selling. So other agents, brokers may be listening, saying, well, hey, I'm not getting any activity on my house for sale. Well, it is always price related.
Right.
You know, it is. So you could be 50, you could be 25, you could be 100 grand too high. Buyers are not dumb. They're going to look and they're not going to overpay on stuff. And so we're seeing some overpriced stuff sit.
Well, and that's the Minnesota nice people that people need to understand. I hear this a lot by sellers. Well, why don't they write an offer? And I'm like, well, they'll write an offer, But you have to be in range. You know, if you look at the average list price to sale price, eventually when you get to a price reduction, normally that sale occurs within about 30 days. So people always say, well, my house sat for 6 months. It's that market. No, it's not. Because when you got it within range, it sold immediately. You're just not in range. I think it's 99.2% of eventual list price is where the sale is. So what that shows you is if you're listed at 400 and you're worth 325, you're not getting an offer.
Yeah.
Because Minnesota Nice, people don't do it. It's going to be offensive. And you're not even in the range. I mean, for what somebody wants for 400, your house doesn't even – it's not even it. So so they're not going to write because they want to buy a 400 house. That's what they're looking at. And they look at yours and you're a 325 house. So it's not that they couldn't write an offer. They don't want to because they don't want a 325 house.
Yeah.
Aren't there people sitting around, too, just hoping the interest rates go down? But that's just going to make prices go up, too.
That's right.
Yeah, and
you can't really win.
Well, and I think Steve probably, you know, as Mike would say, that rates probably at some point will come down a little bit. You know, maybe it's somewhere in the sixes, but I just think waiting for something else is it just doesn't make sense. You know, because again, right now, again, you know what you're competing with. Out there from a market standpoint.
So let's go along your line of thinking. So I can buy a house right now. Let's just call it, let's say rates go up at 7.5%. And I can buy a house right now we'll use that 400 number, for 400 grand. Okay, so I buy the house at 400 grand at 7.5%. Now rates drop to 3.5%. We have another COVID outbreak. Rates drop to 3.5%. That house goes to 500. My payment's lower. Great, I was paying 400. Now I have to pay 500 to get it, but my payment's lower. But you just bought a property for 500 that is only worth 4. So yeah, you got a better payment, but you're not going to do well. So you're way better off buying at 7-ish, and then yes, maybe it costs you another 3 grand a year for 2 years, and then rates drop into the 5s or drop into the 4s. 3 years from now, 4 years, then you renegotiate. Now you've bought a property that's worth what you bought it for, and now you have a payment that's affordable.
Hey, we're at the halfway point of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before the break, I want to touch on a listing. Deb Lazinski, great agent on the Minnesota Real Estate team, has got one in West St. Paul, 1016 Cruz Street, for $280,000. It is a 3-bed, 1 full-bathroom home. It's updated. They've got a new roof in 2022. Newer furnace and AC this past year, large, fully fenced-in backyard, and she said the home is comfortable and bright, lots of natural sunlight, beautiful hardwood floors throughout. Again, that's $280,000 for a very nice home in West St. Paul, 1016 Cruz Street. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We hope you and your families are having a good weekend. It's a chilly one here, though our Vikings are no longer around to watch this weekend. This is arguably the best weekend in football. And, by the way, Scott, Notre Dame is playing on Monday night.
Yes.
National championship. Maybe I can call the brother, Tim, or one of my brothers, Tom, Dan, and fly down there to watch the game.
I'll tell you what, I've jumped on the Notre Dame bandwagon because my friend here is an alumni.
Yeah.
And they're a good team. They're fun to watch. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, big one coming up. This is the big NFL weekend, the big fun one. Hey, before we dive back in with Steve Groen here, I did want to touch on one other listing, Fong Cao. By the way, Fong last night, 20 years on the Minnesota real estate team.
It's got to be Kevin Curtis, too, isn't it?
Yeah, Kevin is right about 20 as well. But what was cool is Fong was originally a client of mine. He bought like 4 or 5 rental properties in Bloomington. I was his agent, and then he became an agent. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Great agent, sells a ton, but 20 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, it's interesting, and this will be the only cheap plug that I give you, but if anybody's listened to the show for 20 years, in my younger years, I had a very large team. Ryan used to work on it, broke off on his own. And we ran a very good team. We were top 50 in the United States, all that kind of stuff. Nothing I provided is even close to what my what my friend here provides. The only reason I'm saying that, so if you are an agent out there that's struggling or you're getting into the business, trust me when I tell you to reach out to Ryan. It's the best place you could possibly go. Truly it is. I mean, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't.
I appreciate it, man. No, it's a good, Great group, really good group. And Mr. Fong, I did want to give a shout out on his listing over in Woodbury, 11327 Brookview Road in Woodbury, listed for $4.25 million, $425 million. It is a newer townhome, lots of modern features, quartz countertops in the open kitchen. He's got very sleek white maple cabinets, great family room, a cozy gas fireplace. Upper level, Scott, has a spacious owner's suite, large walk-in closet, tiled shower, and Fong says enjoy grilling in the patio. The backyard's very private. A very new listing came on, 11327 Brookview Road, Woodbury, Steve, for $4.25 million over there. That, what do you think about that, bud?
Sounds like a heck of a deal.
Yeah, a good one, and
DD. I've got a quick Fong story. Yeah. I'll make it very quick.
Yeah.
So the first time I had met Fong, I was actually doing a presentation in Bloomington. I don't remember what it was on, but real estate related. And Fong was in the audience. And after it was done, he walked up to me and he said, "You talk too much. You talk too much. You don't listen enough." And he said, "That's my feedback." And I said, "Well, I appreciate that, Fong. I will make sure I correct that." He said, "You talk too much and you don't listen enough."
What I love about that, though, over the years with our training and stuff that we do for team members, is I'll always ask him for honest feedback. And there's been times he said, "Hey, Ryan, you know, this wasn't my favorite," or "this was not," you know, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, for
honest
sure. For sure.
Instead of just saying, "Hey, Steve, you were wonderful today on the show," versus you're thinking, "God, that was terrible."
I have feedback.
Hey, Steve Groden is with Standard Water, and again, I was mentioning off air, a client of theirs this year, we've had water in our basement. Like many of you, probably you and your team did a wonderful job, came out, you diagnosed the issue. We haven't been able to figure it out for a long time. You guys, after 2-3 appointments, came out, fixed it, very reasonable cost-wise. A lot of times people think, Steve, you're going to have to break the bank to do this, but you guys really did a nice job.
Well, thank you. You know, a lot of times you walk around the basement, you see, you know, effervescence, you know, that stuff that comes from moisture on the sides of that can be indicative of an issue, or mold, or just plain old water in the corners, and that's the sort of stuff we fixed. Or you go into a basement, you get that icky smell, we can help get rid of that icky smell with a variety of methods. But certainly this last year was a ridiculous, off-the-chart, just amazing year. We had so much business. It was just crazy. And I was really fortunate on a number of fronts. One is we were able to hire. Why last year was different, I don't know. We hired so many new employees who were just amazing.
Really?
And and I've struggled in the past, honestly, to hire people that want to get in the trades and want to do heavy lifting. You know, a lot of people want to sit on the couch and use their iPhone. I don't have that job, right? They actually got to work. It's heavy lifting. It's outside. But wow, we hired at least 10 guys who were just amazing, and we kept them all too. And that paired with our veteran crew, my top 10 employees, and we only have 30 at our company, my top 10 most tenured guys have been with us over 22 years on average.
That's crazy.
And, you know, if you want to have fun in business, you got to have just great people who get it done every single day.
What does so. I mean? So someone coming out, these folks that you hired, I mean, what is a starting wage, you know, for someone? And do you need background, or how does that work? I'm just thinking about that. Looking for a job.
That's a good question. Yeah, I start my guys at $22 an hour.
Okay.
And it's fabulous working. I think working conditions are compensation, because we pay them. They come to our shop and they get paid to ride to the job site, wherever that is. Could be in Hudson, could be in Shakopee, a lot of work in Minneapolis and St. Paul, of course. They get a paid lunch and they get paid to ride back to the shop. So it is heavy lifting, but they also are compensated very well for their time. So they get time and a half over 40, and they're consistently getting their hours all year long. Then along with that, we've got the 3% 401k, PTO, paid holidays, and I pay for 95% of their health care.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Really, and it's a Cadillac plan with the $500 deductible. The guys have been around, they understand, they start looking at it, and I pay 50% of the family.
Okay.
So from a benefit standpoint, you know,
it's a really good package.
But you know, you got to pay to play, right? You want good people, you want them to stay with you. You got to pay them.
We have to pay them. Ryan and I were literally just having this conversation the other night. We have a friend, somebody that we know.
Yeah.
And anyways, we're having the discussion about just taking care of your people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've had three assistants in 27 years. And, you know, and there are people out there that have had 25 assistants in 8 years. You know, they've burned through whatever staff person they're talking about. And it's very, very hard to come across somebody that is loyal, works hard, loves your business, wants to participate in it. And yeah, you just take care of your people, and they'll stay.
Like my employees, I'll give them the shirt off my back, like literally, but they're also people who produce and get it done. And you see the narcissism level on our younger generations is higher. Those people don't make it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is within the own crew, and I tell people who start, hey, if you like to call in sick, you like to come in late, my own crews will spit you out and remove you quickly. Mm. Like you actually have to, I'm not talking normal sickness, right? But if you're the person who likes to call off on Mondays, you get away with that about once.
Yeah.
My own crews will spit them out.
Yeah.
Because it's a team. Everyone's
sure.
got to
get. Yeah, they're affected by it.
Yeah, it's like the military. Everyone actually has to show up and do their job.
Hopefully in the United States, we'll start to see more of a resurgence from you know, as kids are going through high school, the feeling of meaningful work, doing the things you're describing. I think, again, we can all probably admit over the last 20, 30 years, there was sort of this artificial pressure. We all got to go to some four-year place. We all got to get some highfalutin degree. And the reality of it, you see a lot of really good people that right when they're 18, they go, they find a good profession. They find something that they can invest their time, their energy. They make a good income. They start a family. They, you know, those are the types of things that I just think, I don't know. It's interesting our society puts so much pressure on college. And obviously, I was grateful. My, you know, mother and father were super generous in paying for college. But I don't know. I just see so many good young people that I'd love to have them go work at a company like yours. And they're starting to save some money and maybe buy a house in their 20s. And maybe, you know what I mean? That's what we want. That's what we need.
Well, any financial analyst, they will today, this wasn't the case 20 years ago, but today they will say, if you want to set yourself up financially, going to the trades.
Yeah.
Because it's very short. You're not going $300,000 in debt to go to college. And you get out there and your income is great. It's always going to be there. If you want to get educated, you know, you go to college. I mean, there's definitely a place for it. But the idea that you go to college to get a job, I mean, it's correct in certain, you know, certain areas of what you went into. But
medical.
Yes, or engineering.
Nursing,
yes,
engineering.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But for the most part, there are a lot of really good 18-month programs that you can get into all kind of facets of business, all kind of facets of the trade, and you start making money right away. And
yeah.
And I've always said to, like, my youngest son, Aiden, I said, you know, money cures a lot of things. You know, so you want to eventually open your own business. Got to have money to do that.
Yeah.
You want to do this, you got to have money to do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, start earning an income. And then, you know, you're only 21. By the time you're 25, 27, all kinds of things will open up.
And it's not just what you make, it's what you've saved. So all new employees that come in, and even current employees, I do some math with them once a year. They almost all participate in my 401k. I do 3% match. They put in six, they put in three. Really round, quick numbers. Let's say someone's making $60,000. You know, floor, that's where they kind of come in at. Let's say round numbers for the year. Let's say they put away 10%. That's $6,000. We'll just say they only do that for 1 year. That's it. They quit. Then there's something called the power of 72. Your money doubles every 7 points. So you divide. Let's say the interest rate's 10%. So that means it's going to double every 7 years. Well, that $6,000 is going to double six times, but if they're 22, 29, you know, you do that math. So that $6,000 turns in that first year is going to double to 12 and just keep going. And I walk them through the math. They will be millionaires if they do that consistently and just hang in there.
Yeah.
I had a young man, his name's, I won't say his name. He's had a rough life, went through this. He took it to heart. And just in a matter of a few years, he's got over $30,000 put away.
Wonderful.
Yeah, good for him.
He's on his way.
So. Yeah. We're up against our final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Again, Scott Wolmering, Steve Groen, we appreciate you joining us. Hope your weekend's going well. You're welcome to join us anytime throughout the week, 612-294-6949. Wherever you're listening to this show, We have a top agent on the Minnesota real estate team that would be honored to help you and your family buying, selling, investing in real estate. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Couple other listings we wanted to hit. This one is in May Township. Deb Lazinski has also got a nice one. This is a 6-plus acre parcel on Morgan Avenue North for $330,000. And it's, Deb says, surrounded by numerous lakes. There's outdoor activities at your doorstep. It's a Stillwater School District. It's got an open builder. You can bring in any builder. There's no HOA or restricted covenants. Again, 6-plus acres in the Stillwater School District on Morgan Avenue North for $330,000. Really nice property. Scott, the last one is Mr. John Love. John's a great guy, friend down in New Prague, 212 8th Street Southeast in New Prague. This is listed for $425,000. It's a two-story home. It's a great neighborhood. It's got golf course views, remodeled kitchen, custom cabinets, granite countertops. You got four bedrooms on one level. You got the owner's suite having two walk-in closets. You've got a very nice family room with built-in entertainment center and then an unfinished basement ready for your ideas. They put in a new roof in 2024, and it's a one-owner home, Scott. 212 8th Street Southeast for $425,000. They are longtime family friends of mine, too. Really good people.
Very nice. You know, before we get into the wrap-up of the show here, I know we hit your number, Steve, on the break for the Facebook Live people, maybe the radio listeners, best time, way to get in touch with you.
Standardwater.com website. You can send an email to service at standardwater. Find me on LinkedIn. And, you know, you ever send emails into companies and no one responds?
Yes.
That's not us.
Yeah.
Like, I have office people that are on it.
I'm impressed with that. Oh, yeah. That is good.
Yeah. No, they're absolutely on it. So, but yeah, it's standardwire.com. Just go there and fill out a form or call us off the number off the website. Yeah, I funnel everything to the website. So.
Yep. Yeah, really good stuff, too. If you check out their reviews, a lot of really good reviews you guys got. Super impressive. Scott, he's always, Steve's a pleasure to work with his team.
Yeah, when you say the email thing, it's we're out of the same cloth. I was on an email chain once with a builder that I represented, and a question would come in from a client.
Yeah.
9 a.m, and I'm on this email chain. Now it's noon. Now it's 1. Now it's 4. And so then I couldn't handle it. Hey, the guys are in the field, but, you know, we'll get back to you. And they'd be like, quit responding to them. We've told them, you know, what's happening. I'm like, then get me off the chain. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't watch this email sit for 3 days not being responded to.
I think the big word I always like to think about with that, Steve, is it shows courtesy to the other person. Even if you're busy. Yeah. Hey, I'm tied up. You know what? I've got 3 meetings today. I'll be able to get back to you tomorrow morning.
Something.
Just an acknowledgement.
Silence is a killer.
Yeah, an acknowledgement of it. And I think, again, service industry, any type of service industry, real estate is the same way. You need to do that. Your very good agents are going to be doing that. Communication's critical with this job.
Well, and texting, obviously, is just off the chart. I actually quit leaving voicemails here a few years ago. No one listens to them anymore, so I just text them.
Yeah.
And that seems to work out. I have a daughter. She's 22, and she got her phone way back in junior high. She never did set her voicemail up. So, Kara, how come you never set your voicemail up? She goes, why would I do that?
I left my oldest daughter a voicemail when she calls. She's like, what are you, 80?
I love voicemail
from you. She's like, what are you, 80 years old? I can see you called.
Hey, here's a quick tip, though. Again, if you are a buyer or seller in this market, be sure your agent is picking up the good old-fashioned telephone.
Yes.
Because in this market, you do need to speak to the other agent by phone. You need to call. You need to let them know about your offer. You need to have communication. It's so critical. When I look at our top agents from the holiday party last night, top 20 agents, they all use the phone daily. It's so important. Again, just to call up, say, hey, Scott, just sent you an offer on your listing on Javelin. Here are some of the details, da 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 da. A lot of agents don't do that.
No.
They'll email you.
You would be
surprised. Or they won't do anything.
Yeah,
how are you representing your customer?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I'll have 15 offers on a property, and 7 will reach out to me. The rest will just send over their offer.
Just send it by email.
Just send it by email.
Hopefully you get it.
I know nothing about them. I know nothing about their lender. I know nothing about their buyer. it is just a bad way to do business. The other side of that, which I always tell clients also, if you don't like the agent that you're interviewing, other agents don't like them either. And so when you're having that meeting, I swear to God, when you're having that meeting and they walk out and you're like, oh my God, I cannot stand that person, don't hire them.
Yeah.
Because nobody else likes them either. And they're going to, so, but my point is, if I have three even offers and Ryan O'Neill's writing one of them and I don't like Ryan O'Neill,
yeah,
I'm not going with his offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure.
What if someone picks an agent and then, you know, they decide they don't like him? How easy is it to get out?
Depends on the agent. For me personally, if you want to fire me, I would be so devastated that you're firing me that I would be just like, hey, we'll part company. Some agents will stick you to the contract. Say, nope, we're on a 6-month contract and you can't fire me.
Yeah, it is a business based upon goodwill. If you lose goodwill with the person, hurts your business in many ways. Yeah. And so I'm the same way. We are the same way. Steve Groen, great job today, buddy.
Well, thank you. It's always fun being here.
Yeah, Steve Groen, wonderful guy. I encourage you to reach out, Standard Water. They do an awesome job. Scott, great job. Last thoughts?
Yeah, last thoughts for everybody. You know, I think just, you know, pay attention to post, whatever you want to call it, post-Trumpism in the first three weeks. I think that's going to be an indication to what is possibly going to happen real estate-wise, because there are some other factors that can make it better, just not the interest rate. So let's pay attention to what happens maybe the next month.
Yeah, again, congratulations to everybody last night from the Minnesota Real Estate Team, the holiday party. Especially thank you to all of our wonderful clients. We're grateful for you, radio listeners here at WCCO. It was a fun time. We're looking forward to a great 2025. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Our team is here to help you and do our best. Enjoy this weekend ahead, everybody. Take care.